Rupe Hintz made his debut in Dallas's last preseason home game. See how this team is coming together and figure out why I might be wrong about my predictions about this season's goalkeeping situation. All this and more coming up on today's Locked On Stars.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Howdy, Stars fans. Welcome back to the Locked On Stars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I'm your host, Dane Lewis. It is a wonderful Friday, October 8th, the victory Friday at that. I am fresh, just getting home from the American Airlines Center. I got to be in attendance for I'm recording this after the game on Thursday night, but as of you listening to this right now, it's Friday. So let's just say last night's preseason home finale for the Dallas Stars. We'll get to cover that game here in just a second, as well as recap some other highlights and news headlines from this week, just because due to the amount of guests that we had on the show, didn't really get to dive deep into what was happening with the Stars this week. But thankful to have all those guests on. If you haven't gotten to listen to Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday's episodes, all great guests. We had former hosts Kenneth Nash and Josh Clark on Tuesday for the 300th episode of Locked On Stars. On Wednesday, I got to talk with Bryce Patrick of Locked On Texas Rangers. Great, fun conversation there. And then on Thursday, got to have a great conversation with Jeff Kay, the PA announcer for the Dallas Stars. Always does a great job getting the crowd going in the American Airlines Center, and he was a delightful person to have a conversation with on yesterday's episode. So if you haven't heard those, go check those out. But we're going to get you caught up on everything you need to know of what happened with the Stars this week. But before we jump into that, just want to say thank you for listening to the show, whether you are a recurring listener or this is your first time listening to the show. Thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to subscribe, follow the show wherever you get your podcast, whether that's on a podcasting platform or if that's on YouTube. You can now follow and subscribe on both platforms. And thank you for making Locked On Stars your first listen of the day. Kind of kicking things off with today's episode, we're going to recap a little bit of Dallas's game that happened last night against Colorado. Like I said at the top of the show, Dallas played their last home preseason game on Thursday night against the Colorado Avalanche. The Stars did end up winning 3-1 with the help of goals from Michael Roffel, Jason Robertson, and Rupe Hintz, all coming one goal in each of the three periods. And Dallas, from my perspective and the way I see things of the games I've gotten to watch, seems to be getting better as the preseason has gone on, which I think ultimately is the goal. They looked a little bit more like a complete team tonight, though tonight's game was not perfect. I'll be the first to say that, and I know others that were either at the game or got to watch it to some extent, we'll probably agree. Dallas did make some mistakes, I think, in terms of handling the puck and just kind of lack of scoring on power plays. But overall, they did look sharp. I think their efforts on the power play were not bad and that they shouldn't be in doubt. I think if the Dallas Stars are able to keep up the amount of shots that they're putting up on the power plays, that the goals will come. They just had some really good opportunities that they didn't quite execute on in terms of getting the puck in the net on the power play, but thankfully they were able to score three times at even strength, which is always a good thing. But especially Colorado was getting quite a few penalties, especially in the first two frames. You like to see Dallas kind of capitalize and take advantage of those opportunities, especially with the offensive talent that we have on the ice consistently. And again, you know, it's preseason, so not everyone was out there tonight. Tyler Seguin, most notably for the offense, was not out there tonight, as well as a few others, but still good to see goals from newcomer Raffle, as well as Jason Robertson putting one in. And then Rupe Hintz, who we'll talk about a little bit later, because his goal did come at the end of the game, but he made his debut in the preseason for Dallas and made a pretty big impact around the end of the game. Another positive of tonight's game, Dallas's penalty kill did look quite fantastic, if I do say so myself. The defenders just seemed to know where they needed to be at all times, whether it was the penalty kill or at even strength, but especially in those when you're down a man in those situations, really helpful to have defenders and just players in general kind of know where they need to be in order to prevent the other team from scoring. A lot of the guys were really good at using their bodies to get in the way and block shots, either with their bodies or with their sticks, and just kind of were a nuisance in terms of beating Colorado from putting the puck in the net, because Colorado had a lot of fast skaters on the ice. So some of their forwards were really, really moving. And though our defenders couldn't necessarily keep up with them, they were able to position themselves in a position to prevent Colorado from capitalizing on their speed that they had the advantage over on the Stars. So really good to see that. It was a huge help to Anton Khudobin, who had a big night in his own right with 26 saves, a 0.963 save percentage. I will say we'll talk about him a little later, as well as Braden Holtby kind of at the end of the show, and the whole goalie predicament situation there. Really solid outing from Khudobin. His one goal did come in the final 2 minutes of tonight's game, where Colorado had just pulled their goalie. And so they had six on to Dallas's five on the ice. So, of course, you know, they were able to capitalize on that. Kind of a weird goal that snuck by Khudobin and then kind of got pushed into the goal, didn't immediately go in. So hard to completely fault him for that. Other than that, a super lights out night for Khudobin and the Dallas defense in general. Khudobin was rewarded the first star of the game. However, that's said at the top, you know, you have the third star of the game, the second star, and the first star of the game that's announced at the end of each game. And Khudobin was the first star for his performance in the crease. Dallas, they looked good overall. And I think when they gave up that goal, there was part of me that was like, oh, Dallas is going to blow this game. And, you know, we're going to be talking more about can they win in overtime, even though it's just the preseason. But thankfully, Roope Hintz put those fears to rest very quickly. About 13 seconds after Colorado scored their goal, Roope comes right back down the ice, assisted by Joe Pavelski, but really just kind of looked like an unassisted goal, just an absolute snipe from the left side of the ice. And just puts one in the net to put Dallas up 3-1, kind of sealing the game for them. Really nice to see Roope do that. He missed a few other opportunities earlier in the game and just kind of had some mishandlings of the puck. Of course, his first game back since playing from last season. So, of course, you expect there to be a little bit of rust. And, you know, he's got to get back into playing in game mode and not just playing in practice and training camp. So good to see him produce that goal in a big situation. I'm sure we'll see a lot of that this season of Roope Hintz coming up clutch to hit some big shots in the end of the third period, whether we're up or whether we're looking to tie or take the lead. Nice to know that Dallas responded to kind of getting kicked down and Colorado was trying to force their way back into the game. But nice to see Roope Hintz respond and not only respond, but respond very quickly to give Dallas the lead in the eventual win. Some other numbers to run through from tonight's game. Dallas won 35 faceoffs as opposed to Colorado 17. It was really nice to see Dallas, and they've been doing this all preseason, win a lot of their faceoffs, which is just really helpful, whether, you know, you're at even strength and you're in the offensive zone or defensive zone or on the penalty kill. Always helpful to have centers that can win the faceoffs for you and kind of give your team the advantage from that perspective. To be able to control the puck is just such a huge part of the game. And the way you can do that is win your faceoffs. So really nice to see our centers capitalizing on those opportunities throughout the preseason. Dallas also led the game with 29 shots on goal to Colorado's 27. Colorado definitely came out swinging in the first period of the game, putting up a lot of shots on goal. And then Dallas eventually in the second and third period came back, evened it up, and eventually did take the two-shot advantage. So good to see. It took the offense a little bit to get going. It took, you know, the defense had to have to put up quite the effort early in the game. Colorado just seemed to have the puck in the offensive zone for a good amount of the first half of the first period. But Dallas eventually did get that turned around and they were able to have some good looks on offense themselves that obviously eventually ended with them scoring three goals. And then according to a mid-game tweet from Stars radio host Owen Newkirk, this is just such an interesting stat that I saw mid-game, I think during the second period, between the second and third period intermission, Dallas absolutely dominated the second period according to what this tweet says. And this is what the tweet reads. Word for word from Owen Newkirk, Dallas Stars radio host. He says, "Doesn't happen very often, but I did not have even a single quality scoring chance for Colorado in the second period. I was at 11-0 Dallas in quality scoring chances for the frame." So from what it looks like, according to this tweet, Dallas was absolutely lights out in the second period, not really even allowing Colorado to have an opportunity to score while putting up 11 shots on goal, and obviously one of those going in from Jason Robertson. So really cool to see Dallas have a period like that, even if it is the preseason, even if Colorado wasn't playing their best players on the ice, being on the road in a preseason game. Still really cool to see Dallas's defense coming up huge because we're going to be riding that defense all season long. Dallas does have one more preseason game Saturday in Colorado versus the Avalanche. Don't know what the availability looks like on that as far as streaming or whether or not we'll be able to watch as fans here in Texas or wherever we are, if it's not Colorado, but be on the lookout for that. And if anything, we'll just be able to see the numbers and kind of see how guys play. But there is one more preseason game before opening night on Thursday, October 14th against the New York Rangers. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about some other headlines and stories from this past week as far as the Dallas Stars go. But before we do that, I want to take a moment and tell you about one of our sponsors, and that is GetUpside. Today's episode is brought to you by GetUpside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code HOCKEY and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back for using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use promo code HOCKEY to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account, and you can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code HOCKEY to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code HOCKEY on the GetUpside app. Moving on to the next segment of Locked On Stars, your first listen of the day. We're going to take a moment and just recap some other storylines and news and maybe talk a little bit about the game against St. Louis on Tuesday night as well. Dallas did take on St. Louis and beat them 3-1 as well on Tuesday night at the American Airlines Center. Joel Hanley, Luke Glendinning, and Jamie Benn on an empty netter all notched three goals. They notched a goal each, giving Dallas three. Don't question my math. Even if it takes me a second to figure things out, I will get my math correct, even though it's not my strength. that is my guarantee to you, the listener, that I was always trying my hardest at my math and not make it too confusing. Dallas's defense also looked very solid in this game. They killed four penalties, including a stint where they were down two men, where they had three on the ice, two St. Louis's five, not allowing a goal. Really solid outing from Braden Holtzby, who played phenomenal and was even awarded the first star of the game, similar to Hugh Dobin in Thursday's game against Colorado. He notched 27 saves with 0.964 save percentage. Again, we'll talk more about him and Anton Hudobin later to kind of wrap up the show to talk about the goalie predicament. Predicament doesn't really feel like the right word. It's kind of like a blessing, a good problem to have. Again, we'll talk about that later. But Braden Holtby, a really solid outing for him against the Blues. Dallas scored all of their goals at even strength, but still had three really good power play opportunities. A lot of good looks at the goal and made Jordan Binnington work all night, whether it was the power play or even strength. Dallas had a lot of really good looks at the net with some really good passes, some really good finds from the team. And just, you know, whether it was blocked or the shot was just a little too high or a little too wide, some of them weren't finding the net. But it was good to see Dallas kind of force the issue on offense consistently throughout the game. They got out to a little bit better start on Tuesday than they did on Thursday, but ultimately a really solid game from Dallas. My only real complaint is that they did take a little too long to shoot at times. I understand the guys, you know, they're looking to take high quality shots and they're looking for guys that might be open or, you know, looking for guys that might have a different angle at the goal and might have a better angle at getting it past the goalkeeper. But I think the Stars just need to act faster, especially on the power play, in order to get more looks. I think that was where it was really an issue, just kind of for me watching at the American Airlines Center, was they were taking a little bit too long to just kind of get the offense going. Especially, you know, if St. Louis were to get the puck and send it back to our side, then you have to regroup, maybe have a shift change. And so they just needed to pick things up a little bit. But again, this is just kind of things you work through in the preseason as far as, you know, those changes go and who Rick Bowness is going to want out there on the power plays and who he's going to want on the bench and who he's going to want on the first shift of the power play, who, you know, so on and so forth. A lot that goes into it. Just something that I, as someone who watched the game, would like to see improve as time goes on. It's just the quickness and effectiveness and efficiency of the power plays in terms of getting as many looks at the goal as we can as a team. Ultimately, though, great to see Dallas come away and win another close game. No goals by either team in the first period. Both teams scored within a minute of each other in the middle of the second. And then Dallas was able to cling to a 2-1 lead with 2 minutes left in the third. And it was pretty intense as far as a preseason game goes. But Dallas did come through. Similar to Thursday's game, the defense kept St. Louis off the board, and Jamie Benn was able to score with an empty net to put the game away for Dallas. Again, huge to see them come up in a big game against, you know, in the preseason, but against a division opponent. St. Louis and Dallas games are always super interesting, always back and forth on, you know, who's winning the games. Sometimes one team wins big, or sometimes they're very close and competitive. So always nice to be a division rival, even if it is in the preseason, and to win it in kind of a close, dramatic fashion. In other news from this week, Dallas did officially sign 2021 second round pick, 48th overall draft pick, Artem Grishenkov, to a three-year entry-level contract similar to his other draft classmates, Wyatt Johnston, Logan Stankoven. Really good to know that Dallas has liked what they've seen so far from these new draftees, these new guys that we've picked up in this year's draft. Even if we won't see them at the AHL or NHL level for a while, likely we know Johnston and Stankoven have already been sent back to their junior clubs, and I imagine the same will be for Grishenkov. But it's nice to know that Jim Neal, Rick Bowness, and company have liked what they've seen in training camp and want to sign these guys to contracts. And even if it is a while before we see them play for us in Victory Green, it's nice to know that they think that the future is bright and that we have some really, really good hockey players to eventually fill the roles of some of these guys that are getting older and might retire or might get traded. And even as our current young talent on the NHL roster kind of grows into the veteran status, it'll be nice to have this new generation of young guys come in and fill that role of the young guns on the ice. So really nice to see another guy from this 2021 draft class get signed, and Artem Grishenkov. Nick Camano, Rick Gardner, and Riley Damiani have all been loaned to the Texas Stars in Cedar Park. Dallas's roster now stands at 32 players, which means nine more guys will need to be removed from the NHL roster before opening night against the Rangers on the 14th. An NHL roster can only have 23 players on it during the regular season. So Dallas is slowly starting to remove guys from the NHL roster. It'll be interesting to see kind of how the roster shapes up as far as opening night goes. I know there's a lot of guys still kind of on the line of whether or not they're going to be playing at the NHL level on like kind of the back shifts and not getting as many minutes as some of the starters or guys that are going to be going to Cedar Park and playing for the Texas Stars. More news, I'm sure, will come about that as this next week comes up and as the game against New York on Thursday comes into closer view. I'm sure we'll just see more and more updates on the roster and the way that it shapes out for the season. Should be interesting to see how Rick Bowness adjusts this roster for opening night. On Tuesday, Stars writer Mike Hyka put out a great article about some of Dallas's newest pickups. Michael Raffle, who scored in Thursday night's game against Colorado, looked really good. And Luke Glendinig, who scored against St. Louis on Tuesday. So guys that have already shown that they can make an impact early in the preseason. Both guys are 32 years old and said that they chose to come to Dallas because they think that they have a great chance to win a title with the Stars. And I think that there's a lot of weight to that. And Stars fans should take heart in that because these guys, like I said, are 32 years old. They've been in the league for quite a while. They've seen a thing or two. And I think that they know when a team has a good culture and when a team has a good chance to make a deep playoff run, just because they've seen so much in the NHL. And so it's really cool to see these guys come in, but then also as veterans, but not necessarily expect the team to revolve around them. Both of them have claimed that they are comfortable not necessarily being the center of attention, that they understand that there's other guys on this team that fit that role as being the star of the show, no pun intended. But it's nice that they're trying to find their niche on the team. And they've both said that they want to do whatever they can to help the team win games. So really encouraging to see that from these veterans that are being so unselfish in the way that they've approached things and wanting to contribute, but also understanding that not everything has to be about them. So really cool to see these veterans kind of taking that approach. And I've liked the way they've played so far this preseason. They've both looked really sharp on the ice and don't seem to have lost too much of a step coming to a new team. I expect that both of them will likely make the opening night roster. I think they'll be playing whether it's, you know, third, fourth line, which is about right, I think, based on how the Stars roster has shaped up. But I'm excited to see what they're able to provide Dallas come regular season when the games start mattering, just to have that nice veteran presence out there on the later shifts in the game with maybe some of the younger guys or even some other veterans like Jamie Benn, who's been playing kind of the third, fourth shift so far. So I'm interested to see how they perform this season and where they end up on the roster. Coming up next to close out the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Dallas Stars goalie situation, because I feel like it's ever changing the way I feel about it, or projections of who might start on October 14th versus New York. But before we do all that, I want to take a moment and tell you about some other sponsors of the show. The first of those being Built Bar. You guys know Built Bar. You love Built Bar. We love Built Bar here at the Locked On Podcast Network. And did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorite flavors. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. And here they are right now. They have coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. If you haven't tried all the flavors, don't worry because you can get a mixed box where they'll send you two of each of the 9 flavors in your order. Not only are Built Bars the best tasting, but they're healthy too. With 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Go to Built.com right now and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Jumping right back in to the conclusion of today's Locked On Stars, we're going to talk a little bit about the goalie situation for the Stars as the season is rapidly approaching. I think we all knew, including myself, you guys listening, and even the Stars organization knew going into training camp that the fight for the goalkeeper position would be pretty intense, that there'd be a lot going on, a lot of moving pieces in it, and we've all been right so far. As I mentioned earlier on Tuesday night, earlier this week, we saw Braden Holtby with a great performance. He saved 27 of 28 shots against St. Louis. And then on Thursday, we see Anton Hudobin save 26 of 27 shots. And Hudobin nearly got the shutout. I think really deserved the shutout with his lone goal being coming, when Colorado was at the 6-5 advantage in the final 2 minutes of the game. Hard to put all the blame on Anton Hudobin there. Really wanted him to get the shutout. Would have made things a little spicier when talking about this subject for sure. But it's okay because he still had a great performance. He looks like, that he hasn't necessarily lost a step despite what we've seen a little earlier in this preseason. He did have a rough outing last week against Florida, but he absolutely bounced back tonight, showing his fight and his determination to claim this starting role as the Dallas Stars goalkeeper for this season. And Coach Rick Bowness has said several times that he wants the guys to fight for the position. I mean, that's why in these recent games that he's given guys the entire game to play. Earlier on in the preseason, there Ottinger would get in and get some minutes at goalkeeper with Holtby or Hudobin. But as of now, it's just been, whatever the goalkeeper decision is that night, that guy is in the crease for all three periods. And I've liked that. And I think that the guys have benefited from that. And Holtby and Hudobin, neither of them have backed down from the competition, and both have played great as of recent. And it's honestly a great problem for the Stars to have to deal with. I can't honestly tell you who's going to get the start on the 14th or even Saturday for that matter. I mean, we have another preseason game in Colorado. I would imagine since Hudobin played tonight that Holtby would get the start, but you honestly never know. Jake Ottinger might make an appearance. Could be Anton Hudobin. Curious to see who starts that game, but I couldn't even tell you who's going to start on the 14th. But as of right now, I'm confident with Rick Bowness's decision and with the coaching staff's decision. I think that they will have the knowledge that they need to make the decision based on these games, as well as what they've seen in training camp. Obviously, training camp has only been open to a few members of the media. And so we as watchers have not been able to see every single thing that's happened in training camp. But I do have confidence that Rick Bowness and his coaching staff will make the right decision based on what they've seen. And I just trust Bowness's decision-making. As long as he's been a part of this league, he knows what teams need to be successful. And I think that includes the goalkeeping position. And from what we've seen in the preseason, I mean, you can't really go wrong. Two really, really good goalkeepers that know the game, that know what they're doing, can thrive under intense pressure in big moments. And I think that we're going to get that from either guy that comes out on Thursday, October 14th against New York. And then, whoever takes the ice any given night for the Stars, I think Stars fans can rest easy knowing that one of those two guys is in the net. And if Ben Bishop is able to come back healthy and, we throw him into the mix and he's able to channel himself from the 2019 playoffs, then that's even more reasons to be happy as a Stars fan for this upcoming season. A great problem to have, even though it is kind of confusing. I personally still think as of right now, that Anton Hudobin will get the start on opening night against the Rangers. But my uncertainty is growing on the daily. And I'm excited to see who ends up getting the start on opening night. It's fun to watch these guys compete, the whole team compete, you know, early in the preseason, but especially these guys at the goalkeeper position. Such an important position, especially for the Stars, who in the past have been defined by their defense and their ability to stop teams from scoring at a high rate most games. And so hopefully that is the case this season with whoever is in the net most nights for Dallas. I trust the coaching staff. I trust the players. And it's going to be exciting to watch the race for the start of goalkeeper for the Dallas Stars unfold as we get closer and closer to opening night. That's all we have for today's episode of Locked On Stars. Thank you for listening and for making Locked On Stars your first listen of the day. Now go make your second listen of the day, Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Host Scott Colin leans in on his decades of fantasy hockey insight and experience every day to help you be the expert of your fantasy league. It's free and available on all platforms. Be sure to subscribe to the show and tell your friends. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts at, but you can also subscribe on YouTube. Just search Locked On Stars on YouTube. You'll see the logo that you see on any podcasting platform, the green background that just says, and white font that says Locked On Stars. Be sure to give us a subscription on YouTube, a subscription on your favorite podcasting platform. We would really appreciate it. It helps me out a ton. That this show helps out the network a ton. Be sure you follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Stars, as well as my personal account at Dane double underscore Lewis. That's at Dane 2 underscores Lewis Lewis. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourself, relax, take some time off, and just get ready, get locked and loaded for what will be the start of the Dallas Stars season this next week. Have a great weekend, Stars fans. We'll see you back here on Monday.